When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The following program may contain coarse language, violence, nudity, mature subject matter, or scenes which may not be suitable for all viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone. A place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back, everyone. I don't know where to go after that last guest. I really don't. Tartarians, the World's Fair in Chicago, fires, talking to extraterrestrials. All right, talking to extraterrestrials, a lot of people say they channel that, so we're going to put that one aside for now. But everything else he was talking about, scary stuff, I tell you, really scary stuff. What's more than scary is that people actually believe what he says, because what he does is he publishes all these ideas that he gets, and he puts them out and in free ebooks and gets the word out there. And then with this new center he's opening, boy, I hope they build a fence around it, not to keep the people out, but to keep them in. Scary stuff. I guess this hour is a young lady that we've had on the show many times. Her name is Reverend Helen Reese, and she is in the land down under. So joining me now from Australia is the one and only Helen Reese. And Helen, welcome back to the show. How are you? Helen, are you there? Oh, Helen. Hello, Helen. You can't hear me. No.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, there we are. Hi. How's it going? Oops-a-daisies. We've got a little issue here, I think. Oh, technology is great when it works. All right, we'll see what Helen can come up with. Helen, you can't hear me. Oops, we have issues here. Helen? Testing 1, 2, 3, Helen? Oh, she's trying something. I can hear the clicking. All right, Helen, you can't. Helen, obviously, you can't hear me. So now she looks as. Let's just do a little bit of talking here while Helen works on her system over there. Okay, so here we have this guy Joshua Shapiro. He was on, and he's been on many times before. We've talked about the crystal skulls. We've talked about Atlantis. We've talked about UFOs, and anything he talks about, he doesn't have any proof to back what he's saying up. Are you there, Helen? Helen. Hi, Helen. Hi.
Hi. I just cannot hear you. Hi, Rob. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can type for some messages here, Craig. Okay. How do we do this? We go over here and we go down here and we go over here. Okay. Let's see if we can communicate in a way. All right. Okay. We can hear you. That didn't work. Let's try this again. We can hear you. No, she's not even getting my messages, Craig. Oh, come now. This is not good. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. I'm going to contact Helen, and we'll see what's going on here. All right, Helen. Craig, can you contact Helen? Find out what's going on? All right, we'll be back. All right, Craig says that he sent her a message on how to do what, and you still can't hear me, Helen. Okay, which means that your microphone is, your speakers, your headphones are not connected, because you're coming out here really nice and clean and loud. Do 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 do.
I don't have earphones.
So there we go, communicating, sign language. All right, while she's doing that, let me see what I can do here to get myself... there we are. She's going to get headphones, and hopefully we'll be able to resolve this problem. Technology is great, isn't it? Let me see. Somebody's sending me a message over here. Okay. Yep. She says, I cannot hear you, Rob. Yeah, we know that. Okay, here she comes. She is... All right, let's see what's going on here. Okay, there she has her head. You hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Sorry.
What are you sorry about? You know, you're here. That's the main thing. Yeah. So how are you, my dear?
Really well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. So, you look a little frazzled right now.
No, I'm all good. Yeah. I was thinking, what's happening here? But anyway. Yeah. Whatever happens, happens.
All right, now can you tilt down your camera a little bit, because you're way at the bottom of the screen. Oh, there we go. Ah, perfect. Now you and I are the same height. Well, sitting down anyway.
Yeah, just about anyway.
Yeah. There we go. So what's new with you since you and I last talked?
I suppose I've become minister of a church.
Woo!
I started when we got shut down in Zoom. Mm-hmm. With the COVID, I set up the church on virtually on Zoom, and so we're able to keep things alive. But what it's done is it's brought the church to the presence of the world, because I have a lot of people from the UK and all around Australia visit us. So obviously with the time difference with America and Canada, that becomes difficult. Although I have quite a few Brazilians who like to attend as well. So,
how is the feeling in Australia today with the passing of Her Majesty?
Everyone thinks she's wonderful. Well, there's always that debate about Republican, but really, the Queen, to me, anyway, I can only talk about my opinion, and it's all over the news. I think that what she was her reign for her reign of service to the people, mm-hmm. really personifies her whole the years that she's actually been part of us. I mean, we've grown up with her, haven't we? So
we sure have.
And I think she'll be sorely missed. I mean, I think when Prince Philip died, I guess that gave a big hole in her life, always having someone like him in support. So, but, you know, and I've been feeling really sad about that, but, you know, I do hope that people realise when you give service to others, how it can help the whole world come back to terms. Unfortunately, there's a lot of what's been happening is that there's so much flux and everyone's just concerned for themselves at the moment. And I do hope that that times will settle and people won't be so fearful of what's happening to them or around them.
I'd like to share a story with you and the audience about Her Majesty.
Sure, that'd be wonderful.
I used to write her letters.
Oh, wow.
I just would, ever since I was a child, I would write her the letters. And obviously, I never received a letter back from her, but a lady in waiting would write the letter on behalf of Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Well, I was over 18 years, and I got this letter addressed to me because I sent her a letter. There was something going on, and I just wanted to say that, you know, as a Canadian who is part of the, you know, she was my queen and gave her some kind of support. Well, I got this letter back from Buckingham Palace, and it was addressed to Robert McConnell, Esquire, ESQ. Now, Esquire is a nice name for a common person. So I later on, several years later, I got into trouble with the Law Society of Upper Canada because I used Esquire behind my name. And Esquire, according to the Law Society, was only for lawyers. I ended up going to court. And I didn't have any representation. I just went there myself. And the judge said, well, how can you put Esquire after your name, Mr. McConnell? And I just passed him the letter that had Buckingham Palace on it, addressed to me, Esquire. And he read the letter. He gave me the letter. He said, do you mind if we take a photocopy of this? I said, not at all. And he called up the legal representative for the Law Society and said, this is good enough for me, and it damn well better be good enough for you why he can call himself Esquire. And there it was, and I still have that letter to this very day. But that was just one of the things when Her Majesty was going through the problems with the death of Princess Diana and so on. I wrote a letter, and the passing of Prince Philip, I wrote a letter. Yeah. She's a person. And to me, I've always looked up to her, always.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, actually. I think what she did for the world is amazing. And people can say all they like about royalty, the cost of money, blah, 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 blah. It is just really about who you are that's important.
Yes.
She showed her real self always. And, yes, she was reserved. But she had to be. She stayed out of the, you know, there was never any scandal or about her. And it just is an amazing life of sacrifice that I could see, that she just gave her whole life to people.
I agree with you. And the fact that during World War II, she drove an ambulance, didn't she? Or she worked in the manufacturing of the war machine. So it's not as if they secluded themselves in the dungeons of the deepest castle to protect themselves. They were out there, you know, and 70 years on the throne. Wow, God bless her. And I'm going to miss her, and I hope that His Majesty Prince Charles carries on the family tradition, so to speak.
Absolutely. But I think he will, though.
I think so, too, because, you know, he's come a long way.
Yeah.
He's come a long way, and, well, he is our king right now, so God save the king.
God save the king.
How is COVID down in Australia?
It's I wouldn't say it's wonderful. It's not. There's a lot of people getting ill, a lot of people getting COVID. I've got a sign in my house that we're safe in God's hands, and that's where we're going to stay.
Right.
Because, you know, like, we have to look out for ourselves. We have to be responsible. If we're going to go and mix and do things, we have to be careful about who and what we do. And then not only for ourselves, but for others. So we have to, if we're not well, we shouldn't be going out. And this includes flus and all that sort of stuff, you know. So
it's common sense.
It is. But unfortunately, I don't think there's too much common sense out there.
Well, that's because you and I have it all. We've got to take a break. Please stand by, Helen. Reverend Helen Reese is our special guest all the way from down under. This is Rob, the X-Zone. I'm Rob McConnell. Don't go away. Helen Reese is our guest all the way from Australia. What time is it and what day is it in Australia?
So it is Friday, the 9th of September.
Wow. I don't know if I could ever get used to the time change. I had a hard time in Maui when we go there. It's like 6 hours. You know, the flight is horrendous. And
yeah.
And the time change. Then when you get back home.
Hello, it is Ryan. And we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Everything's screwed up again. Yeah, but with Allie. So tell us about your church.
So it's a spiritualist church. We've been going since 1913.
Right.
And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle actually laid the founding stone.
Ooh.
So we've got a very long tradition of spiritualism in here in Australia, anyway, in Brisbane. So, do you know, we did at the centenary of 2013, we wrote a book. And, you know, we wrote the book from all the minutes that have been saved. Every minute has been saved. It was quite amazing that we had all that history tucked down into what we call, it's a storage room, but we called it the dungeon just for want of a, had no windows.
No, it was, eh?
So, yeah. So, to me, it's a spiritual church. So you can allow whatever you like in that. And because we only go by the seven principles, you know, God the Father, brotherhood of man, you know. But to me, they're the main two ones anyway.
Certainly.
And personal responsibility. So if you live your life that way, and so with the church, the energy in the church is just amazing, you know. Like, it's not flash. I wouldn't say that, you know, it's the most loveliest looking church, because really it's just a big house, and you know. But it is what's inside that's important.
That's right. It's not the church that makes the people; it's the people that make the church.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about love.
It is.
It's all about togetherness, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like anything. Yeah, you always have your conflicts here and there because we're made up of a committee.
Sure.
But it is what it is about is really about bringing people in who need help. You know, maybe they've lost their loved ones and they're just looking for a bit of comfort to make sure their loved ones are okay, or, or you know, or for themselves to get over their grief. And, you know, and that's what it's about, opening his arms to people to come in and just be part of the service. So, yeah.
So how many people do you have worldwide that are members of your congregation or your flock?
Oh, well, every week we'd have a Zoom service and we average between 30 and 40 people. I think when I first started, because I think I was one of the first to actually set Zoom up for a church in our industry, anyway, spiritualist church. And and I think the very first one we had 100 people. It was quite an amazing thing to happen, really. Had a lovely medium from Scotland, and she was just great. But it was really about how people really needed something. Do you know what I mean? And so that's what happened. And so our numbers for quite a while were quite high, but then everybody started getting their own, and so they've just gone down to the average of what it is now, which is fine. Everyone, you know, everyone's got on board with the technology and have moved into this era. So
it was funny. Today I was watching the coverage of Her Majesty's life and so on that was playing on all Canadian channels. And there was one part where Her Majesty, for the first time, was using, I believe it was Zoom, as a matter of fact, to talk to somebody. And it was so cute to see her say, "Oh, there you are." You know, there are so many people out in the world today who deliberately do wrong to others. I had a medium on last night who claimed to be channeling the Mother Mary and Jesus Christ and other archangels. I found her to be very insincere.
Okay.
She did not come across as someone who is credible. Why would somebody do that? Like, you know, I know you. I've had the pleasure of knowing you for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And I feel very comfortable talking to you about the darker side of spirituality. And this is what I consider when somebody deliberately, and I can't even say deliberately because I don't know if she really does channel or she doesn't. Okay. But it just didn't vibrate the truth.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you've got to go with. You've got to go with your gut feeling about what's happening. Look, I'm not going to judge that person. I did watch it for a bit, to be honest with you. I did, and then I sort of switched off because it just didn't seem to be right. But I'm, like I said, I don't know what she can or can't do. I don't know. And you know what? The spirit world, we're just part of that spirit world, whether we're having a physical life or whether when we cross over, we'll go back to that eternal aspect of life. Now, what form that takes, I don't know. I know we become part of a greater collective, but, you know, like, it is really understanding that if we live an eternal life and we live the best that we can and do it with love and with truth, I guess if sometimes you're trying to build yourself up, you might go the wrong way. And perhaps, like I said, I'm not going to judge that at all.
Okay.
But, you know, like, to me, it's about she just needs a lot of love. That to me is what she needed. She didn't to me. And if she does, that's wonderful. And maybe she can. I don't know. I can't judge what other people can or can't do.
I think that this time in this world's history, or in our history, because I don't know what happens tomorrow anywhere, that we're seeing a resurgence in spirituality. That spirituality is taking on a new aspect. For example, you call it spirituality. Other people can call it religion. When you look in the at the big picture, it's all the same. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And it doesn't matter what religion you are, actually. If you believe in God, if you believe, call God whatever you like.
Yeah.
The universal creator, to me, God's easy. You know, it's just something I've grown up with. So
sure.
And if you just look that one of the natural laws is about love, that's what's important.
Yes.
You know, it's all about love. It's all about showing love. It's all about making sure that we clear our minds and get rid of the negative thoughts that are in our mind and just make sure that how we're thinking is truthful and not based on who we think we are. So we really have to say, I love you, thank you. Do you know what I mean? But
I certainly do, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about gratitude. It's about showing that God's love is with us all the time anyway, regardless of how religious we may feel or not feel. I wouldn't say I'm a terribly religious person, per se.
You're a spiritual person.
Yeah, and it's really about just showing kindness and love to people. That's going to help our world get back to being what it should be. Because right now it's probably like a big blanket of negativity is sitting around this world. And what we need to do if we're shine our light is just to push that negativity away, blow it away, you know. That is what's important. Because we don't need conflict in our lives. But, you know, maybe for whatever reason we're here on earth, things happen and, you know, you can't even judge if someone's doing a bad thing. There's some terrible news out there, people shooting each other, whatever.
Oh, Lord, yes.
You know, but in the end, the person that's been shot is no longer part of this world and is therefore okay. It's the people left behind that feel the absolute devastation of losing that love, that loved one, you know, and the way they died, because they had, you know, obviously we're here to do something and to live our lives in the best possible way, and if it's cut short, it's not good, because coming to Earth is a bit of a privilege in actual fact. So if we, and that's how we should be treating the Earth, as a privilege to be here at this time, and an honor, really, so that we can all grow spiritually and work towards, you know, being a better person. But that's why we're here, to clear out the negativity out of our head. None of us are perfect.
No, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? We see more and more of that every day. You and I have to take our break at the bottom of the hour. Please stand by. Helen, always great seeing you. And by the way, usually when you and I talk, I hear birds in the background.
Probably because I got everything. Well, no, there's no birds at the moment because it's raining.
That's why. I see. Ah, gotcha.
It's raining.
All right, stand by, dear friend. You and I will be back after this break. Don't go away. And as the sign just said, if you want to watch the X-Zone TV channel, 724-365 on simultv.com, we are channel 54. That's at www.simultv.com. Our guest this hour, X-Zone Nation, is Reverend Helen Rees, and she is in Australia, and it's always great having you with us, Helen.
Thank you.
As a very gifted psychic yourself, during the COVID period, when people called you to seek your, to help them understand using your gift, did the questions change that you're usually asked, or were they the same questions?
Same questions.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I think the isolation for people is what, especially the older generation. If you're home alone, that isolation would have been extremely difficult for people. So And so that's where it, and that's how our mind can take over and be negative. So that aspect, that isolation, was extremely difficult. And but the questions really didn't change, apart from the fact that they were lonely. You know, you couldn't go and visit them, you know, things like that.
Well, thank God you were there so that people had someone to talk to.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. I mean, my phone is probably nonstop, but it's for all sorts of reasons.
Right.
But it's really about just being there for people and helping as much as you can, you know. People don't understand that anything that's negative is happening to us. It's up to us to fix that problem. We're the ones that are being negative. It appears to be negative because what's rolling around in our head is a constant, you know, banter of, you know, just continuing to be negative about this is not right. This person said that to me, huh? What can I do, you know? So it really has to work. You have to work through all of that and just come to terms with yourself and understand who you are, because that's the problem. We think we know ourselves until we really start getting into the depths of who we are. And then we think, oh, that's not very nice. So, you know, like, so that's what we have to try and clean, you know. So,
did you find that during the COVID time that there was a feeling of more spirituality? I'm trying to find a justification for the way that people went through COVID, because I don't know anyone who didn't suffer one way or another because of that horrible pandemic.
Absolutely. You know, you couldn't do anything. Yeah. The rules and regulations around not going out, you know, wearing masks, doing all of that sort of thing. Because people weren't free to do what they usually did, that's what the main problem is that they...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Felt they lost all their freedom. Governments were taking over their lives. And to a degree they were.
Sure.
It really is how we handle that. And I guess that's why there is such what I call the cloud that's around us at the moment. That's why it's just everybody's thoughts are so negative. That's what we have to fix. I mean, that's why we got wars all the time. You know, it drives me crazy when I see all these wars. What's wrong with everybody? Why do we have to hurt each other? And whether it's a war between Russia and Ukraine, or whether it's a war between families, or whether it's you see, why are we doing this to ourselves?
Makes no sense.
Yeah, what is it that we're doing? Why do we need to control things? There's the secret of the whole thing, is that nobody felt in control of their own lives.
We just need to get along.
Yeah.
You know, I used to use this analogy that when you go to a playground, you watch kids in a sandbox. One kid will get really ticked off because the other kid's got a truck. They get into a little scuffle, and the next thing you know, they're the best of friends.
Yeah, we got over it.
Exactly, exactly.
And but that's what we have to get back to. Let our emotions out, because we're, you know, like we're human. We have to let our emotions out, whether we're angry, happy, joyful, doesn't matter. We have to let our emotions out. We can't keep it within ourselves, because that's what harms our physical body. That's why we get ill.
Just keeping it all inside. It festers like an infection.
It does. And then it comes into our auras, and then it, once it's in our physical bodies, it's hard to get it out. You know, we have to actually then heal our physical bodies first to enable things to flow back.
My heart went out to the many, many seniors that were, you know, separated from their families. And, you know, you saw the pictures in the media of families going to windows and putting their hands on the windows where their loved ones were. And the conditions that some of these seniors were found to be living with and living in, just horrendous. There's no need for that.
Very difficult for the elderly. And but you know what? I think that I know we're putting the elderly as a very vulnerable group, and they are, but then so are the children.
Yes.
So are the people in between, and we're all vulnerable in our own way. And I guess they also had to change. And as we get older, change is not something that we like. And that change of not being able to do what we like, especially for the elderly, and not having their families being able to visit. I mean, it was quite difficult when you were watching people who just come into the window of their mother or father, you know, by themselves.
Yeah.
It was a very difficult time for people, not being able to get close to their parents or grandparents or the like. And look what the kids missed out on, the benefit of their grandparents, you know. And because it's that wisdom of life as we get older that we should be taking on board and giving that to our kids, the younger generation coming into the world. It's just, I just want to see us get back to some sort of happiness within ourselves to be better people for everyone.
Do you think COVID could be looked at as a test for humanity?
I don't know. Who knows why COVID hit us? Who knows who started it?
But putting the who, what, when, where, why aside, I mean, the fact that it hit us, could this have been some sort of test from the great beyond to see how we humans would survive through it, how we would change through it?
My personal belief is that we've got light beings and we've got negative beings. And it, you know, even in the spirit world, there's probably wars going on in that light. And I guess I don't know what actually happened. But to me, the test is how we become ourselves. It's true. It's true that it's a challenge for us to overcome. But why it happened, I don't know. So I don't know if it was, I don't believe it was God that sent it to us. I don't believe that.
No, neither do I.
I don't believe that. I think if we created our own negativity on this earth plane. And so it's up to the human race to extinguish that down to a level that is more balanced. We're always going to have good and bad. I don't know that we can change the world from what it started, but But certainly we need to come back to a balance of in between.
I believe that we are a binary existence. There's up, there's down. There's good, there's bad. There's in, there's out. There's left, there's right. And then, of course, there is good and there's evil. Yep. You and I have to take our final break. Please stand by. And Helen and I return as we wrap up this hour here in the X-Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center and studios in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Don't go. Helen, if somebody would like to contact you for a private one-on-one consultation, how's the best way that they can do it?
They can contact me probably if they go to my Facebook page or my email addresses or even my website. But probably the email address is probably the best, because if anyone from around the world, I mean, obviously my phone number is all over, is an easy one to get onto. But if you're across the world, well, sure, it's a different situation.
Just go to your Facebook page, right?
Yep.
And what's your Facebook page address? I guess I can just go to Facebook and search Helen Reese, right?
So that's it. Facebook.com, Helen Reese 16.
There you go. Where do you see spirituality going in the years to come? Is it getting stronger, or is there too much of a diversification of religious philosophies out there right now in order to make a fair evaluation?
I think spirituality is growing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it matters about religion or what faction you belong to.
Right.
You know. It is, to me, the spirituality is just people just being kind to each other and mm-hmm. showing love. And I'm not talking about any other love except compassion. And,
right.
Yeah. You know, just being a light, just shining your light. It's amazing when you smile at someone, how much love that is to someone, how giving that is to be, just to get a smile from someone.
You know? I know that is so true, because when I'm out and around, I open doors for ladies, you know,
yep,
seniors. Or if I see them struggling with a package, I'll ask them if I can carry it for them.
Yeah.
And it's as if they're used to being forgotten. And when somebody does something nice, even smiling, like you said, it brightens up their entire day.
Yeah.
You can see it in their steps, you know, they put a smile back on. And
yeah,
people need to be more people-minded.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we don't have to do anything except say hello.
Yeah. I think you and I have talked about this before, where it's funny, 364 days of the year, people can be miserable sots, but when it comes to Christmas Day and that Christmas spirit hits one and all, you can see it in the way they walk, you can see it in the way they talk, you can see the way that they're willing to help the underprivileged, they throw money into the Salvation Army kettles. Why can't they do this all year long? Why can't you and I, Helen, find a way how to bottle the Christmas spirit?
It'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? Actually, it's about having fun. And we got to have fun. And if we don't have fun, well, what's the use of being here? So,
yeah,
you know, let's just enjoy ourselves and just not to get upset about what people say to you. They love that Christmas spirit.
I have a friend in Montreal. His name is Gus Ackerman. And he once told me, he said, you know what, Rob? Life is simple. We complicate it. And we're here for a good time, not for a long time.
That's it. And if we just keep that in mind, and just because that's why we're here. That's what I'm saying. It's a privilege to be on Earth. You know, let's not. If we make it negative, then we just made it negative ourselves. We've only got ourselves to blame for whatever happens to us. So mm-hmm. I know that there's circumstances and things that happen around you that it's not your fault, right?
Right.
Obviously, that happens a lot, but we can just. It's just learning to forgive other people as well, and forgiving yourself, really, for getting yourself into that position, because that's what we do.
It seems that there are people who like to pass the buck when it comes to cause and effect within their own life and within their relationships. You know, what's wrong with saying, and I've said this many times, I screwed up. I made a mistake. I recognize the mistake I made, and I will do everything in my power not to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if we don't make mistakes, we can't learn.
That's right. So, yeah. Isn't making a mistake a lesson to success?
Yep. It's just how we treat that lesson.
Right.
That makes it either harder or easier. So let's have fun.
Let's have fun. First of all, Helen, I want to thank you ever so much for joining us. I always enjoy our talks. You're a light in this world, and I feel very privileged to know you and to have the ability to talk to you. So please do the world a favor. Never change.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rob. It's been an honor to be part of your show. I always enjoy coming. I enjoy our talks. It's really about just showing your light and showing your love. And I do hope that, and I believe that, you know, that cloud is lifting, and that's what we just all have to work on, lifting that cloud.
Hey, Mother,
see that blue sky behind us.
It's there. We just have to, we all have to keep together until that time comes.
Absolutely.
Helen, what are your final words, your final thoughts that you'd like to share tonight with the Exxon Nation?
In everything you do, in everything you speak, allow yourselves the privilege of being who you truly are. Believe in yourself. Believe in the higher power. And just be of service to whoever you can help.
Plain, simple, to the point, and said with love from the heart. Helen Reese, thank you so much for joining us. Take care of yourself, and I look forward to the next time you and I meet back here in the X-Zone.
Thank you.
Good night, my dear friend.
Good night.
X-Zone Nation, I'll be back on the other side of this break at the top of the hour. So whatever you do, don't go away. And please go to Facebook and search for Helen Reese. She's in Australia. Great lady. We'll be back. Don't go away.